We are officially 3 weeks into summer, which means we are just at the start of hot and tinder dry conditions that will bring added danger of wildfires in the western states, including right here in Idaho. And here in Idaho, fire season is starting up. You may be noticing some haze in the air. Maybe your nose is running. Boise State Public Radio news reporter Frankie Barnhill is our go-to fire expert, and she joins me live to talk about where we are this fire season. So welcome, Frankie.
Hi, Gemma. Yeah, I've been sneezing.
My nose is running.
I know.
So a lot of people, I mean, they have allergies, but it's also an indicator about fire season.
It certainly can be. And right now, yeah, the EPA's air quality monitor is showing that we're seeing a little bit of that haze. We're in the moderate stage as far as air quality, which isn't horrible.
Right.
Could be a lot
worse.
We've
been a lot worse.
but it's not, you know, it's not in that crisp, clear blue sky that we're seeing, not today at least. And we might be seeing more of that haze coming from smoke soon.
So let's talk about wildfires, because there are some right now. And then how are they testing the firefighters who battle them? You know, what's going on with all of that?
Right, yeah. So right now, Alaska actually has the most in terms of number of wildfire, but Idaho comes second.
Really?
Yeah, we have 10. They aren't very large, though. I would say they're pretty manageable right now, but things can always change. And, you know, most of those fires that we've seen in the last few days actually have come from dry lightning. We've been seeing, I don't know, that thunderstorm a couple nights ago. I mean, there have been a number of rangeland fires that have started on BLM land in the southwest and south central part of the state.
So how do people need to be aware of this, especially, you know, with outdoor recreation? Because we probably right now, the majority of these are in, you know, more remote areas.
Sure. Yeah. But I mean, you can go to actually the National Interagency Fire Center. You can click around and find their map that shows exactly where the fires are. It'll also show any road closures that might be happening. So yeah, people can stay up to date with what's going on. Right now, there is a fire near Crouch that isn't so much. There are a couple of Forest Service roads that are closed because of it. But really, people in Crouch are seeing some more smoke because of this fire.
Okay, so we talk about wildfires, but then there are forest fires. And I think we tend to lump them together, but they are separate. So what about forest fires?
Right. Wildfires can be either on rangeland, which usually can be put out pretty quickly, and the BLM wants to put them out really quickly. Forest fires are a little bit more complicated, because sometimes the Forest Service wants to see some burning happen, because it's a natural part of the ecological process,
right? Of the forest, right.
Yeah, exactly. So it actually needs to happen. But then there's also the category of prescribed burns, and that came up because right now, if people click around on the National Interagency Fire Center, they'll see the Lodgepole fire. Mm-hmm. And that's one I reported on earlier this week. That was actually a prescribed fire. It is burning in timbered Forest Service land in kind of some really steep terrain. And that was actually intentionally set by Forest Service folks in April because they wanted to burn some of the underbrush. But now they've had to change the classification to wildfire.
So how come that happened, since it was a prescribed burn?
Right. So, you know, they decided to change it in part because changing the classification means that more resources are available.
Okay.
So because, you know, they started April 24th, it's
almost July 24th.
Yeah, exactly. They need to start putting this thing out. And I actually spoke with Mike Williamson, who's the public information officer for the Boise National Forest, about this. And he wants to make clear that, you know, yes, it has the wildfire name, mm-hmm. but it's actually still burning within the 1,600-acre boundary that they had created. But, you know, it's just burned for too long and too hot. So this is what he had to say about that.
Often when we are doing prescribed burns over a large area, we have some sort of man-made or natural features that would sort of box the fire in, whether it's in the springtime, snow up high, rocky outcrops, fire line that's intentionally dug beforehand. We just sort of box the fire in and let it do its thing. In the fall, we often try to time the fire to be just before a major sort of season-ending event, heavy rain, snow, that sort of thing, to keep it in check.
Right. That makes sense. So with this one, I assume, was there the boxing in happened, there were lines dug, and it was a prepared kind of barrier that was created?
Yeah, it's we burned in this area in the past, and firefighters on the ground felt that we had boxed in, and we just did not anticipate the fuel, the heat to be hanging on as long as it has. And now that it's, again, into the summer fire season, it's just allowed for what finer fuels might have escaped the initial prescribed burn to allow it to carry from unburned fuel to pockets of heavy unburned fuel. And that's what's been causing the smoke problems for Crouch.
So that was Mike Williamson with the Boise National Forest, and you spoke with him a little bit earlier, Frankie.
Yeah.
Now, this is becoming a more common thing for these national forests to do, and it has to do with just ecological balance, correct?
Exactly, yeah. You know, for decades, there was this policy of let's put every fire out by sundown. That was kind of the mantra of the Forest Service. And since, you know, they've kind of realized, scientifically speaking, again, fire is a natural part of the landscape, so trying to incorporate it at appropriate times, but figuring out when is appropriate, where it's appropriate, is really tricky. So, you know, spring prescribed fires are pretty regular, and fall, like he mentioned, because in the fall, snow will likely happen at some
point,
to help put it out. But this lodgepole fire, like I said, it is still burning within the boundary that they planned, but it's just getting really hot, and they've actually had some spot fires that have broken out that they've been able to put out right away, which means basically it is burning so hot so fast that the fire is actually like spitting beyond its boundary. But then they're able to you know, take care of it right away, but they don't want it to go on forever. Mm-hmm. And there have been issues with prescribed burns that have either morphed with a wildfire, like a fire that was actually started, you know, unintentionally by a person or by a lightning strike. And that can create more complications. Like Montana last year, a situation like that happened where there was a Forest Service initiative to try and burn out part of a forest in the Lolo National Forest. And they started a prescribed fire, and it kind of got to the point in the summer where they needed to put things out because they had so many wildfires burning. And it added complication because resources were stretched.
And we're getting towards the end of July, but fire season in Idaho kind of ramps up at this point.
Right.
So what are we expecting to see?
Right. So if you click through kind of the map that the National Interagency Fire Center and everybody looks to when it comes to, because they're taking into account, you know, humidity, mm-hmm. and the weather forecast, of course, to kind of gauge as best they can. On Friday, there's actually some chance of more lightning strikes that could start fires, but mostly, again, in parts of northern Nevada and northern Utah and a little bit in southern Idaho. Thankfully, that's all kind of the rangeland. Not so thankful for folks who are ranchers there or sage grouse that might be living trying to actually survive there. So that's a possibility. But as far as the forest fires that, you know, are the ones that really can create those big smoke impacts, we haven't seen any massive ones yet, thankfully, but we might start seeing them soon.
And it depends upon, like you said, what the weather does and all of that.
Exactly.
And very quickly, you had said, we were talking in the newsroom earlier, that there was a fire that happened that actually decimated some sage grouse.
Yeah.
Areas.
Yeah, sage grouse habitat. The largest fire so far this year in the whole country was the Martin Fire in northern Nevada. It was like 435,000 acres, and it took out some really important sage grouse habitat. Also, ranches. I mean, the ranchers there, they've lost their land basically. So that was one was really sad, and you could see the smoke actually from a NASA satellite.
Well, this is only the beginning, but fingers crossed that we don't see a fire season like that here in Idaho
Indeed,
this year.
Yeah,
yeah, and you will be covering it for us. So, Frankie, thank you so much. I've been speaking with Boise State Public Radio News reporter Frankie Barnhill about the wildfire and forest fire season here in the Gem State.